Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. This is your Monday morning wake up with Jack McNeil. And just for a couple minutes, I want to talk about some principles for godly living, or for successful Christian living, you might say. You know, you see people and you see, you know, they're very members of the church. They're very spiritual. They seem like they have it all together, that they seem to really have a good knowledge of the scriptures, and they just, you can see it in their daily lives, that they are real, genuine Christians, that they are really faithful. And so, you know, we're told to look for people like that and to mark them and to follow their example. And so how can we become someone like that? Well, certainly following the example of others. But as we look at the scriptures, and I want us to just take a moment and look at Psalm 119. There's a passage in there that I really like. And from this, we're going to find there are really six principles for successful Christian living. And so let's begin with just reading. He says there, beginning in verse 57, "Thou art my portion, O my soul. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes." And so notice the first thing here is we've got to make a commitment. He says, "I have said that I would keep thy word." He has made a commitment, the psalmist has. Next, there needs to be prayer. He says, "I entreated thy favor with my whole heart." You know, God's only going to answer the prayers of those that are obedient to him. So we've got to make the commitment to keep his word. We've got to be obedient to his word. You know, God's not going to hear the prayers of someone who is a hard-hearted individual, who will not, is not showing mercy or forgiveness towards others. God's not going to answer the prayer of one who is doubtful, one who does not ask in faith, does not pray in faith. You know, let not that man think that the Lord, he's going to receive anything of the Lord, James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 tells us. And so there needs to be prayer. But also there needs to be self-examination, constant self-examination. At verse 59, he said, "I thought on my ways." He thought on his ways. He examined himself. He found that he was not in a right relationship, not as he should be. He says, "So I turned my feet and recognized I'm not on the path. I need to get back on the path. I turned my feet unto thy testimonies." And so, you know, we've got to examine ourselves. We've got to examine whether or not we are in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13:5 tells us. You know, we must examine our works. We must examine our hearts. And so there must be self-examination. And so we've got to make a commitment to be faithful to God. We've got to have prayer in our lives. We've got to constantly be examining ourselves. Fourth, we've got to get rid of procrastination. You know, that's a problem with so many people. It's a problem that I sometimes have with procrastination. Verse 60, though, he says, "I made haste and delayed not." As soon as he recognized, you know, hey, I am not walking in a right relationship with God as I should. I'm not following God's word as I should. And so I'm going to do it right. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to start now. And so he did not delay. And so as we walk the path of righteousness, as we walk with God and seek to be successful as a Christian, you know, we cannot, we got to be careful the kinds of people that we are around. Notice in verse 63, he says, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts." If we're going to walk successfully as a Christian, we need to walk with other Christians. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't have friends who are not Christians. And of course, we have co-workers, many of us, who are not Christians. We're around people who aren't Christians all the time. But the ones that we are really close to, the ones that we allow to really have an effect on us in our lives, are the ones that are Christians. We ought to not... You know, we ought to be very careful about who we associate with and who we allow to have an influence on us. If we find that, you know, we're working with, you know, we're yoked, unequally yoked with an unbeliever, and that person is having more of an influence on us than we are on them, or than God is on us, and God's word is on us, then we need to be careful and back off from that relationship. And we need to be around those that help us to go to heaven, that have the same desire to follow God's word that we do. And so the psalmist says that I'm a companion of all those that fear thee. And then, you know, we've got to continue to be a lifelong servant. You know, I'm afraid many people, they learn a bit and you know, they learn how to become a Christian. They become a Christian. They're faithful for years. But at some point they said, well, you know, I'm just really not passionate about learning about God anymore, or I think I've already got it all figured out. The psalmist there in verse 64, he said, "The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes." And so he says, I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to be taught. I want to continue to grow towards that maturity. And so, you know, we can never get to a point where we know it all. You know, the earth is full of God's mercy. How big is the earth? Can we know every aspect and everything of the earth? And certainly we can't know everything about God's mercy. But we can continue to grow and learn and know more. You know, Peter said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're to do. And so these six principles for successful Christian living ought to help us to be successful Christians. Now, make a commitment to follow God, be involved and speak to God in prayer. Examine ourselves constantly. Make sure that we are doing right. Don't delay when we find out that we're not doing right. Don't waste time. Get with it. Get with the program. Get back in a right relationship with God. Be careful who we are associating with and who we allow to influence us. Be careful of the influences we have. And then never stop. Never stop learning. Never stop growing closer to God. And so make a lifelong commitment, or make a commitment to be a lifelong Bible student. And so I think these six principles are very good, and they will help us. And so, hey, thanks for joining us today. God bless.